Welcome back to the Mind of a Musician podcast. So this week I was browsing around on Bandcamp. I was looking for local bands and bands nearby, and I ran across this band from Kansas City, Missouri called The Caves. This song we're going to check out today is called Give It Away or Lose It. Now, it's a really interesting song. It's off the album Duplexiaville. The band's not playing live right now, but they got some awesome recordings. This is a driving song. It sounds kind of like a train, like an engine just chugging along. The vocals are laid back over the driving acoustic and electric guitars. I think it fits the mood perfectly, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of Pete Yorn vocals, an artist that I really like. And then, the cherry on top, there's these female vocals that come in, and they sound like they're doubled in some places, at least on the bridge, but it makes for a very wide listening experience, and I like that a lot. So let's give this song a listen. Here is Give It Away or Lose It. I hope you enjoyed that. I was able to talk with one of the band members, Andrew Ashby, about this song and what it's about. So he says Give It Away or Lose It was one of the last songs recorded for the album. I had wanted to write a sort of anthem to balance out the more maudlin moments of the Caves live act. And that's kind of funny because I understand that. I've had to write songs specifically because I'm like, oh man, we need more energy, or we need a big opener or closer, or just want to focus on more vocal harmonies that we can feature. So I understand that, writing a song out of need. He says, at the time, I had a notebook covered in slogans that kept popping into my head as I anticipated the song. I stole Give It Away or Lose It from John Lennon's quote describing the financial fiasco of the Beatles' Apple endeavor. So yeah, read up on that on Wikipedia or something. The bit about assisted social suicide is a reference to the potential travails of social media. Now, I'm not totally sure what that meant, but it's really interesting to think about. Is social media good for us? Is it bad for us? I mean, you would think with having these more communication platforms make it easier to communicate, but for some reason, our communication skills and our social skills are actually declining. What does that mean? Where's it going to go in the future? I don't know, but it's an interesting thing to think about. The second half of the song was actually unused material from one of Andrew's previous bands called The String in Return. And so he put it in here, changed the time signature and the key, and jammed it out, and it turned out awesome. I think that's really cool. And I did notice the time signature. In the verses, there's this little turnaround where they throw in a measure of 6/8 time. I just thought that was really cool because it makes the song like a little puzzle. I love it when something like that is in a song because I'll sit there and trying to count it, try to figure out that song mathematically. And it's just like a little puzzle to solve. I find it really interesting that there's no chorus at the end after that long bridge. What does that mean? Well, musically, I think it's telling you that this is just the beginning. See, without that chorus there, you don't get closure. It's not a self-contained song, but it is setting something else up. It's setting up the rest of the live show or setting up the rest of the album. So it's kind of inviting you to keep listening, musically telling you this is just the beginning. I think that's awesome. Every episode, we play something called the Good, Bad, Respect game. It's something that I do when I go see live music. I try to find something about every single artist that's good, something they could work on, and something that I respect. And that helps me appreciate every band, no matter if they're good or bad. So I'm just going to make it clear up front. I really like this song, so I'm not going to say anything harsh about them. The Good. This song's just fun to listen to. It's well produced. And it just makes your ears happy. I just like it. It has a very fun, driving appeal. The Bad. Now I'm going to cheat here a little bit. I really like this song, so when it ends at 2 minutes, it's like, I want more. It's just like an appetizer. So I'm like, oh man, it's a bummer that the song's over. But again, I wouldn't change it. I think it's perfect. I think it's a perfect setup to get you to keep listening to the album. Something I respect. I'm going to go back to those time signature changes. I really like it when an artist throws in something like that. Because without changing the time signature, without changing the count in various places in the song, this could have been just a really basic, normal song. But it just gets a little twist. It just has a little more replay value because of those turnarounds. So that's it for the Good, Bad, Respect game. Let me know what you think about this song on the Mind of a Musician Facebook page. Check out this band on Bandcamp, on Facebook. I'm sure they'd like to know how you feel about this song and what you think. So we will see you next time. Thanks for listening.